Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella student council members Juliana Van Corp, Grayson Parisi, and Abby Adrian join us on today's program to preview tomorrow night's Paint the Stamp Pink activities at Pella High School. So we're here today with members of the Pella Student Council organizing the Paint the Stands Pink Night on behalf of Pella Regional Health Center. And Juliana, I had a chance to talk to you last year about this. What does it mean to come back to this project and support breast cancer awareness?
Well, as we signed up with the Student Council, I recognized that Paint the Stands Pink was an option again. And doing it last year, I thought it was really fun. And being at the game, seeing all the community get together and be in pink and participate in all the activities was really cool. And so I thought that it would be really fun to do that again this year.
And for the two of you, why did you decide to get on board with this?
I wanted to be a part of something that was a little bit bigger than myself and get to see people rally around a certain cause.
Well, actually, my grandma died from it. She fought it three different times, and then she lived with us until the end. So it's just a very close and dear to heart condition, so I really want to do it for her.
What is some of that work that you've been doing in terms of preparing? What are the things that you're working on organizing and coordinating with Cindy at the hospital about?
So beforehand, we do a lot of the planning with advertising as well as setting up for the actual game. And as a student council, we've talked about it and recognized the game and just some advertising for it as well as setting up the committee to be a part of it.
This year we've been trying to get some new items into the hands of some fans at the football game, like spirit towels. That was a student-generated idea. Organizing the t-shirt sales, getting the word out about the t-shirts. We have a little bit new way of ordering them this year, so trying to get the word out about that, and then just trying to make sure that it goes well.
Yeah, so basically I'm going to be going to an elementary school, and some of us are going to be going to the open house to sell some t-shirts and to spread awareness. We're also going to have some fun pregame stuff that we're going to volunteer, so it should be fun.
Well, I'm sure that's a lot of stuff that fans can participate in. What can the community do to help you guys at the high school with the cause, whether it's getting a t-shirt for the game or whether it's participating in those activities? What are the things that those of us outside of the schools can be doing to help you guys?
So, yeah, as you said, ordering t-shirts for the game, that's always a big reference point during the game. It's really cool to see the stands all dressed in pink. And then as well as at the game, there's a whole bunch of signs and activities that they can participate in just to raise awareness. And then throughout the game, there are actually going to be some statistics and information shared about breast cancer read by some physicians. So that could be really interesting. And so coming to the game even is really helpful.
So the whole purpose of that we're doing this is to create awareness for breast cancer during October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we want to make sure that people are educated and are doing what they need to make sure that they are being checked and aware of other people that have had this disease.
So for all of you, and I'm sure you've been to the Paint the Stands Pink game before, maybe even you haven't, what is it like, you know, especially for you having a personal connection, to see everybody wearing the pink and to see everyone trying to raise awareness to get their screenings and whatever that may be?
I don't know. In these days, it just seems like we're all separated by different reasons, whether it's political reasons or just our ideas. But it's really nice to see us all join together to be one, and that we're all wearing pink to support some of the people who have died or have fought hard through their cancer. So it just feels amazing to see us all come together.
Once again, Pella High School is hosting Paint the Stands Pink tomorrow night for their home game against Norwalk, and Pella Christian will be holding an event next week on October 13th for their home game against Central Decatur. The KNIAK Relapse Breast Cancer Awareness Radiothon at Pella Regional Health Center is today from 4 to 7 p.m. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.